IBM discloses $10 billion quantum investment plan as 2029 fault tolerance target comes into focus. From Supercomputing News by SEN staff, for a decade, the quantum computing field has measured ambition in the wrong currency: venture rounds, series letters, federal awards announced from a podium. Each of those numbers arrives wrapped in the language of belief. It is a bet that someone with capital thinks the physics will hold long enough to matter. IBM's $10 billion is the same kind of bet. What changed on May 28th is the form it took. Not a venture round or a grant announcement, but a forward-looking investment plan furnished to the SEC in investor meeting materials. In a Form 8K furnished to the Securities and Exchange Commission under Item 7.01, the Regulation FD provision for material information shared with investors, not a financial statement filed with the agency, IBM disclosed that it plans to invest more than $10 billion over the next 5 years to advance our leadership position in quantum, including in R&D, CAPEX, ecosystem partnerships, manufacturing scaling, and M&A. SECGAR, IBM Form 8K, May 28, 2026. The disclosure was framed as messaging for investor meetings held that same day. The market shrugged politely. The stock ticked up about 1.5% pre-market and roughly 4% intraday, to around $265. Reuters, via Yahoo Finance, from belief to run rate. It is not $2 billion of annual quantum R&D. IBM was explicit that the $10 billion is blended: research, capital expenditure, ecosystem partnerships, manufacturing build-out, and acquisitions, all folded into one commitment. The company did not split the number into sub-amounts, and any attempt to read a research versus fab breakdown into it is invention. As a rough scale check against IBM's own books, and only a rough one, given the blend, $2 billion a year sits at roughly a quarter of the company's approximately $7.48 billion in total 2024 RANDs and D, and close to twice its 2024 net capital expenditure of $1.127 billion. IBM 2024 cash flow exhibit, SEC, the quantum commitment nests inside IBM's broader April 2025 pledge to spend $150 billion over 5 years on US manufacturing and R&D. What changed on May 28th is that quantum got carved out of that envelope and named in a securities disclosure. That detail carries the whole argument. Plenty of large companies spend real money on quantum. Almost none of them hand a securities regulator a specific multi-year figure bolted to a specific delivery date. IBM did. The commitment is now legible to investors, to procurement officers weighing roadmaps, to competitors, and to the analysts and AI agents that model this field for a living. Bigger than the pure plays, bigger than the budget. Set the number against the companies whose entire reason for existing is quantum. PsiQuantum has raised on the order of $2.37 billion across its lifetime, including a $1 billion Series E in September 2025 at a $7 billion valuation. PsiQuantum. Quantinuum raised $600 million in September 2025 at a $10 billion pre-money valuation. Honeywell Investor Relations, IonQ, which recently crossed a $100 million revenue milestone alongside its SkyWater acquisition, reported roughly $361 million in cash at the end of 2024. IBM's single five-year commitment exceeds the combined lifetime venture capital of PsiQuantum and Quantinuum by several times over. Now, set it against the public purse. US federal quantum information science R&D runs around $1 billion a year, about $1.006 billion in FY2024 by the National Quantum Initiative's own accounting. NQI FY2025 annual report, IBM's roughly $2 billion a year is, on its face, about twice the entire federal annual quantum R&D budget. It is also close in scale to the whole 2026 CHIPS quantum equity package, $2.013 billion spread across nine companies, which we covered when Commerce announced the letters of intent. One vendor is committing, every year, roughly what the federal government just spread across an entire industry once. One caveat keeps the comparison honest. Google and Microsoft almost certainly spend heavily on quantum, and neither discloses a dedicated budget. So IBM's apparent capital lead is, in part, a lead in legibility. It put a number where its rivals put silence. The right reading is not IBM outspends everyone. It is IBM is the only major player whose spend can be checked against a filing, a different advantage, and arguably a more durable one. The EU's quantum flagship, 1 billion euros over 10 years, and China's frequently cited national program, around $15.3 billion, a contested single-source estimate that should be treated with caution, fill out the backdrop without changing the shape of it. Corporate balance sheet capital is now operating at national program scale. what the money is buying and why 2029 is the date to watch. Capital only matters if it's buying a credible path, so the story has to drop from the boardroom to the bench. The $10 billion is attached to a specific engineering roadmap, and that roadmap just produced its strongest evidence yet. IBM's fault tolerance track is a sequence of named processes, each built to retire a specific risk, Loon 2025. An experimental chip validating IBM's quantum low-density parity check, QLDPC architecture, the C-couplers that link distant qubits, the multi-layer routing and the qubit reset machinery any real error-corrected machine needs. IBM demonstrated Loon on November 12, 2025, including real-time QLDPC decoding in under 480 nanoseconds, a result the company says arrived a year ahead of schedule, IBM Newsroom. Kookaburra 2026. The first module to both store QLDPC encoded information and process it with an attached logical processing unit. Cockatoo 2027. Two modules entangled through L-couplers, the step that makes distributed quantum computation real. Starling, 2028 to 2029. The target, a large-scale fault-tolerant machine of roughly 200 logical qubits running 100 million gates across about 100 modules, slated for Poughkeepsie, New York, IBM Quantum Blog, MIT Technology Review. The names get conflated, so a quick map. This is the fault-tolerance track. IBM's near-term advantage track runs through a separate processor, Nighthawk, and does not belong in the 2029 milestone. Flamingo was an earlier inter-chip codename, not a current 2026 to 29 step. Heron is the utility-grade processor deployed today. The architecture is the differentiator. IBM's QLDPC codes, the bivariate bicycle or gross codes, cut the physical qubit overhead of error correction by roughly 90% against the surface codes that anchor Google's approach. That reduction is the whole reason a 200 logical qubit machine looks buildable on a balance sheet horizon rather than a research one, and it sits at the center of the broader shift in quantum error correction beyond surface codes. The Loon decoder result matters precisely because it is the kind of milestone a roadmap hits when the engineering is on schedule, not when the marketing is. The vertical integration line item. One of the five spend categories in IBM's disclosure, manufacturing scaling, points at something the pure plays mostly cannot buy. IBM's 8K notes that the commitment follows last week's letter of intent between IBM and the Department of Commerce to build an American quantum chip foundry, Anderon. That foundry, a 300mm quantum wafer fab at Albany Nanotech, structured as a $1 billion chips letter of intent, matched by $1 billion from IBM, was part of the federal package we covered on May 21st. The distinction is worth drawing cleanly. That package was about who receives federal money and equity. This commitment is about what IBM's own manufacturing dollar buys on top of it. IBM confirmed in November 2025 that Albany is its primary 300mm wafer fab, in the production loop rather than on a slide. A company that designs its QLDPC processors, fabs them in-house, and funds that fab from a disclosed multi-year envelope is integrating vertically in a field where most rivals rent capacity. IBM has not broken out how much of the $10 billion will go to Anderon, but the foundry is plainly part of the manufacturing scaling context around the disclosure. So does the money make 2029 credible? Capital does not collapse the physics risk between here and Starling. Below threshold error correction at 200 logical qubits is unproven, by IBM and by everyone else. What disclosed industrial-scale multi-year capital does change is the failure mode. Grant cycles lapse and venture runways run dry before the next round closes. A blended $2 billion a year commitment, named in an SEC disclosure and tied to a fab IBM owns, materially reduces the apparent funding discontinuity risk, while leaving execution, physics, and corporate prioritization risks intact. It cannot guarantee 2029. What it can do is retire "we ran out of money" as a cause of death, and for a field that has buried more roadmaps in funding gaps than in failed physics, that is the variable that just moved. For a decade, the field measured itself in belief. Now there is a run rate to measure it against instead. Whether the physics keeps pace with the spending is what Kookaburra, Cockatoo, and Starling will tell us between here and 2029.